from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brad Obey. It won't be known until the fall whether the expansion of the province's Learn and Stay program has impacted the enrollment at Northern College. VP of Academic and Student Success Aaron Kluster says staff members have been busy reminding potential students about the benefits of the program that pays for tuition and books if a student commits to a community for 6 months. He hopes this is just the beginning and further expansion could be on the way.
We offer a one-year medical laboratory program. It's the one-year technician program. It's currently not being covered, but however, it looks positive that there might be discussion about including that. We need medical laboratory technicians or medical laboratory assistants in this region as well.
Kluster says the program should help address the shortages with paramedic and nursing in the north. Grant applications for the fall semester will open in the spring. Canada will be sending 4 combat-ready battle tanks to Ukraine. Defense Minister Anita Anand did not specify when the tanks would be sent, but did say Canada will also send a number of Canadian Armed Forces members to train Ukrainian soldiers on how to operate them. More tanks will be sent at a later date. Anand says the Leopard 2 tanks will allow Ukraine to liberate more of its territory and defend its people from Russia's brutal invasion. And if you've been struggling for a place to rent, well, you're not alone. The Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation has released its annual market report, and data shows that vacancy rates for rental units dropped to 1.9%. It's the lowest it's been since 2001. On top of surging demand and low supply for rental units, the average price for a 2-bedroom apartment rose 18.3%. The agency says this made it difficult for Canadians to rent a home or find new housing, especially those that are in the lower income bracket. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health says we're seeing a decline in RSV and COVID-19 in the province. Dr. Kieran Moore says it's thanks to the ongoing resilience and commitment of Ontarians. He says RSV, influenza, and COVID-19 are all showing signs of decline, and the situation in the province's hospitals, especially in intensive care units, is improving. Dr. Moore adds, however, that we must remain vigilant as many jurisdictions across the province continue to see a rise in the number of cases of the more transmissible XBB.1.5 variant of COVID-19. And misinformation about COVID-19 contributed to over 2,800 deaths in Canada. That's according to a new report. According to the Council of Canadian Academies, the misinformation caused people not to believe COVID-19 was real or that it was exaggerated. That in turn fostered vaccine hesitancy. The report looked at the time frame between March and November of 2021. The Council is a not-for-profit organization that examines evidence on complex science topics of public interest. And for these stories and more, you can visit MyTimmonsNow.com.